Okay, we're going to do now Briti Shalom from Rabbi Shalom Arush, Zod Hashem, on page 187, Vatikun Abrit. Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Everything is the hands of Hashem. Kol Asiya Shel Adam Yatfila. First thing I have to know. All the actions that a person does in the world is prayer. Okay, that's your action that you're doing. Actions or prayer? Kol Asiya Irak Be'ad Hashem. Because the doing is only in the hands of Hashem. All the actions in the world are only in the hands of Hashem. Shenikra Ribon Kol Ha'Ma'asim, right? What is Hashem called? We say every day in the Shabbat. He's Ribon Kol Ha'Ma'asim. He's master of all actions in the world. Master of all actions. Sheperusho. This means Hashem wasa ve'ose ve'yase et kol ha'ma'asim. Hashem did, is doing, and will do all the actions. Then od milvado klal uchlal, and there's nothing besides him at all. Rak al edei tefila adam yachol lehotzi et ratzonotav me'hakoch lefoal. And only through tefila, through prayer, a person could change to his potential into action. Only through prayer. He davens, he can change what he wants into the actual doing. Not just to keep it in the will. Into potential. And to do good deeds. Rak asher Hashem noten la'adam et ha'chokhmah. Ha'bina ve'adad. Only when Hashem gives a person chokhmah, wisdom, bina and da'at, et ha'etza nechona, the right advice, et ha'koach, it gives him the power in the siyata d'ishmaya, and the conditions and kitzu. To do something. Rak az adam achen oseh. Only then a person actually does. Ki bevaday yeshnan arbe meniot meniot. Of course, there's a lot of obstacles, a lot of things that are holding us back from doing good things. Yesh arbe mafrigim mekod davar shebidusha sherotze lasot. A lot of things that are bothering a person when he wants to do something with Kedusha, hen mitzad atzmo, right? If it's from himself, yesh lo minyot ha'moach u'kvedut, right? He has minyot ha'moach, obstacles in his own mind. I can't do it, impossible, whenever they used to do it, all kinds of things in his head. I don't want to do it. Hen mitzad krobav, if anyone wants to do it, the relatives that are holding a person back from doing good things. And also a lot of times it's practically he can't do it. Example, he wants to get married and he's not. What is he going to do? Force someone to marry him? Can't. How will he do it? Talk to Hashem. Al kol ele, and all of these, he sat filato le'olam v'yoma. Right? He'll dive into Hashem and he'll say, Ribono shel olam, master of the world. Retzoni la'asot retzonecha. My will is to do your will. That's all I want. I just want to do your will. V'yesh li yetzer hara shemitgaber alai, but you gave me all, I have a yetzer hara, I have a bad inclination that you gave me, you created, you put it in me. V'yesh li miniyot ha'moach. And I have obstacles from the brain. Shani lo ma'amin, shani misugah. I don't believe that I'm capable to do such a thing. V'chaser li ratzon chazak v'takif. And I'm lacking strong and firm will. Let's say I have obstacles, right? Preventers, I don't know. From my relatives, or a person, let's say he's not well, he's not healthy to do certain things. I want to drink wine. I can't. I'll be sick. Okay, fine. I tell Hashem, you can't. That's what Rav was just telling him. I can't drink wine. I'll fall asleep. At the end, he drank a lot of wine. Because he davened. Ana ta'azor li yitgaber al yitzri hara. Please help me to overcome my yitzri hara. And tell me the chokhmah. Give me the wisdom, the taratzon, give me the will, the cheshek, desire, nimratz, strong desire. La'asot atzonecha, to do only your will. Also, yeah, again, when we're drinking wine, it's to do Hashem's will, not do our own will. Nullify our will. To do Hashem's will. Is Hashem will for me to drink another cup of wine now? Or not? That's what a person has to ask himself. If you can't answer that, don't drink another cup. Don't drink another cup. They're all finished. Go dance. Go be happy. What's why didn't you come wine? Why you want to feel sick? Amanu, you drank. Ask yourself, is it enough? Or you can still drink another cup. If you can still drink another cup and be beseder, drink another cup, mitzvah. Another cup, another mitzvah. Tikkun abrit. Every cup, tikkun abrit. And Breslov used to say, in Asharim, in the shul, another cup, they used to pour another cup, nocha tikkun abrit, nocha tikkun abrit. Another tikkun abrit, another fixing the abrit. That's what it is. If a person knows where he's going, if he's going out of the way, he's like, Amanu, it's not tikkun abrit. It's a pagam, it's a blemish, it's not good. A person, when he stops thinking straight, that's when he stops drinking. He knows if I drink another cup, I lose it. So, Seder? Help me, Hashem, nullify all those things that are preventing me. Tafpoch otam lesaya, lesayim v'adi. Change them into, turn them into helpers. The only thing that's bothering me, turn into my help. תזמן לי את כל התנאים הנדרשים לקיום המצווה. Right? And bring to me all the right conditions so I can do this mitzvah. For example, oh, biggest example. אדם שרוצה לנסוע לאומן, לצדיק, לאומן. Person wants to go to אומן, to רבי נחמן, אומן. He wants to go. הוא צריך להתגבר על היצרה והמונים. He has to overcome the יצרה and all the people preventing him and all the money issues and everything. In the war between Russia and they're fighting, not yet. Right? So also he needs the conditions, like we said, he needs money, he needs a ticket, he needs a darkon, a passport. Let's say they're holding him back from leaving the country sometimes for all kinds of reasons, and money issues or divorce or who knows what, all kinds of things. ועוד מניות רוחניות, נפשיות, גשמיות, כספיות וטכניות. All kinds of obstacles, spiritual, mental, physical, financial, technical, all kinds of things could hold him back from going to Uman. והם עמדו והתפלל... רגע. There were certain people, the Rav always said. Yeah, he said, these people, they had a lot of these problems. והם עמדו והתפללו, and they stood, and they prayed. And they did it works for sure. And he said the baduk. The proven advice that works. Yeah, for sure. 6 hours you build it straight on one specific thing, and they get to Uman. The last thing Purim, that story is done, Baba Mai says. אלא מציאות רגילה לגרמה בנסיעות לצדיק. This is a reality that happens all the time when people going to צדיק for Rosh Hashanah. כידוע למי שחווה את זה, as people who went through this, they know. איך זה ייתכן? היה כדבי? פשוט מאוד, very simple. ברגע שקיבלו את הוויזה הרוחנית למעלה, once, you know, in the Ukraine there used to be a visa a few years ago. There's still a visa to go to, to Uman, there's still a visa to go. It's a visa, it's called, it's a spiritual visa. Once they got the spiritual visa, so then everything worked out here. That's, I know a guy, I remember 1 year, I knew there's no way he's going. He owes so much money and this and that. There's no way. So, 2 days before Shana, I'm standing near the tzion over there in Uman, and I see him. So, how did you get here? Arab, he did it. I said, Rav Shalom, what happened? He said, I'm telling you, it's just Arab. I can't say exactly what we did, but it's just Arab. I can just imagine what they did. Because I know once I had to deal with it also. it's recording here, so I can't talk too much.
I can always edit it out.
Someone needs help with that afterwards. They come to me. I'll hook him up. Yeah. Holech v'koach v'em koach. Going with power, there's no power. Let's see what this means. But Adam, the problem is that a man doesn't believe that everything depends only on prayer. Therefore, a person, he breaks himself on the fact that, oh, I'm not doing Hashem's will. He's blaming himself. And then he falls in his ruach. in the koach. הדימוי העצמי שלו יורד ביניו, and his self-image goes low. והאמונה שלו בעצמו, and the belief in himself, and his goodwill also gets weakened. וזו הדרך של העץ הרע, this is one of the ways of the עץ הרע, לעשות אותו רשע בעיני עצמו, to make him a רשע, and wicked man, in his own eyes. That person will think about himself that he's bad. That's the Yetzer HaRa doing that. You have to remember, Yetzer HaRa, Rabbeinu says, Yetzer HaRa is bad thoughts. Good thoughts is Yetzer Tov. So if a person, did a big Avera, big, bad Avera, bad, very bad. Okay? Spoke about someone, Lashon Hara. Very, it's one of the worst. You know Lashon Hara is one of the worst? It's more than murder. It's like murdering and Avodah Zara and Gilui Aras together. Lashon Hara. It's worse, right? It's worse, says. Right? Now, that's what he did. He really, he's done a bad thing. So now, if he thinks, now, I've done a bad thing, I'm such an idiot, that's the Yetzer HaRa telling you, though. But he did do a bad thing, but it's a bad thought. So it's the Yetzer HaRa. It's true that you've done a bad thing, but don't think bad about yourself. Don't think bad about yourself. What should you do? Think good. Baruch Hashem, I want to speak good. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara anymore. From now on, I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. Then later, when you're happy, you do tshuva, fine. I'm sorry, Hashem, I regret that I did such a thing. But to think bad about yourself is the Yetzer HaRa himself. Don't listen to him. Any bad thought that person has is the Yetzer HaRa. Why is this person doing this? Why is he doing that? Why? It's all Yetzer HaRa. Yetzer HaRa. Right? People talk about the Lapid there in the Knesset and all that. What do we got to do with them? So what if they're the ones who Hashem decided that they're going to bother us? What do we do with them? Us. We have to deal with us. Bad thoughts, that's so. Okay? It's Yetzer HaRa. That's what the Yetzer HaRa does. The Yetzer HaRa, you know what he does? It's called Orot. Orot. You know what? You heard of Orot? When a person does Tshuva, anyone who did Tshuva here, and I think it's all of us, right? Knows what Orot means. A person does Tshuva, he gets light. Big light. Right? And he wants it to swallow the whole world. And do everything now. Right? And so, a lot of times it's the Yetzer HaRa. He needs guidance. A person does Tshuva, he needs a rub. He needs guidance. Why? Because the Yetzer HaRa pushes him. Yes, yes, do. Accept this upon yourself, and this upon yourself, and this upon yourself. Because the Yetzer HaRa knows the person can't understand this. And then the person, he's not able, and then he falls into sadness. And now, yep, now the Yetzer HaRa happens easily. Come out of the way. Yes. Right? That person has to know how slowly, gradually we grow. Sometimes the Yetzer HaRa is the one who's pushing a person to accept upon himself more things and more things and more things. It's called Orot. Too much light. Like Rabbeinu says, the Gemara says, Ribuy HaShemen Gorem Kibuy HaNer. Too much oil causes the flame to go out. Right? If you have a small flame, you have to have a man amount of oil. If you put too much oil, you're not going to have any flame. Slowly, the flame's going to grow. You're going to put more oil. That's that. Okay? ובאמת הרדיפה העצמית הזו היא שקר גדול. In truth, this person that he's what do you call self-persecution? How do you call it?
Self-persecution.
Persecution. Self-persecution. I'll get it one day. Self-persecution, right? It's the biggest lie in the world. כי הוא מאשים את עצמו שהוא לא רוצה ולא עושה. Because the person blames himself for not wanting and for not doing. כשלמעשה הוא באמת לא מסוגל, הוא באמת לא יכול להשתנות. Right? In truth, he's not able to change. He's not able to change. It's like a person starts blaming himself, I can't give birth. Yes, you're a man, you cannot give birth. Right? Okay? You cannot. You marry a woman, you have children. Why can't I give birth? Or a woman starts crying, why can't I don't know what, put on tefillin every day. What's the kashu? She could, by the way, if she wants, but the minhag is not. Okay? Shut up, shouldn't say that. Right? Yeah? A person cannot do what he wants if Hashem doesn't let him do it. He cannot. Okay? So stop blaming yourself for not doing something. Blame Hashem. Hashem, you're... How do you say blame in Hebrew? Hashem. How do you say Hashem in Hebrew? Hashem. Only blame Hashem. Okay? Blame everything on Hashem. Hashem, I didn't do it because you don't want me to do it. Hashem can tell you back, I don't want you to do it because I want you to pray for it. Okay, fine. Fine, I'll pray. But to blame myself for not doing it? Look at Shu. Can I blame myself? I'm not flying. I don't know how to fly an airplane. I never learned how to be a pilot. I don't know how to fly an airplane. Oh no, I don't know how to fly an airplane. I'm such an idiot. What is it? That's what we're doing all the time. Oh, why can't I keep my eyes? Why can't I grab my eyes? Why? Because you can't. What's it? Why? You didn't learn how to do it. You didn't dive in for it. You didn't do anything. So what do you expect yourself? To guard your eyes like Moshe Rabbeinu? Like Rabbeinu HaKadosh? What? Ki rak Hashem yechol latet lo takoach. Only Hashem can give one the power. Tadat, the knowledge. Tasiya levishmaya. Sha'aladei ze yuchal lo'otzi me'akoach ha'lapol. That through this, you'll be able to take out from potential into action. All of his good wills and to do complete tshuva. That was it? Cool. We'll stop over here with this.